John chapter 12, verses 4 through 8, that's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Gospels. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected, "Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages." He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put in it. "Leave her alone," Jesus said. "It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me." Mary poured out the perfume and used her hair to wipe the fragrance on the feet of Jesus. It was radical worship. But not everyone appreciated Mary's act of love. Judas certainly didn't, and the other gospel writers tell us that many disciples agreed with Judas. They ask, why the waste? This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor. Few can relate to such radical worship, but Jesus did. He said that Mary had done, quote unquote, a beautiful thing. Radical acts of service and worship will often be misunderstood. When believers sacrifice their lives or possessions to further the kingdom, many people, even believers, will conclude, what a waste. But then people, even other believers, they didn't die for us. There's only one perspective that matters, and Jesus calls radical worship a beautiful thing. Father, pry my clenching fingers from the stuff that matters most to me. Give me a heart not just for worship, but radical worship. Help me to do a beautiful thing in your sight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, if you'd like for us to pray for you here at The Journey, you can send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.